what we're trying to do with this lawsuit is to just stop this blackmail of the American public and especially federal employees with these sham shutdown threats. If the whole government was shut down, this country would come to a stop. Now, most of the agencies, Social Security, VA, Homeland Security, DOD, Bureau of Prisons, weren't shutting down at all. But what we're maintaining is that the executive branch cannot order them to work. Now, if the blowhards talking about government shutdown realize that if the whole government, that they will have to sustain a whole government shutdown, then we think using this as a tactic will be off the table. Clearly, people don't realize that this is, I think, less than a half million federal employees were scheduled to be furloughed out of approximately 2 million. But this theater and using political or using federal employees as this political pawn just has to stop. So we're hoping that our lawsuit showing that you can't incur a debt as the federal government without an appropriation, and the debt is payment to military families and to federal employees without appropriation, that even if they were going to shut the government down, and the way they're doing it now, these partial shutdowns, they would have to appropriate first money to pay these people who are essential as well as military pay. So hopefully this lawsuit will have legs. We're going to pursue it anyway because this is only the opening salvo. The 2012 budget is not a path to prosperity as it's being put out. It's really a highway to hell. It decimates important programs to the American public, and we're going to be talking about it in the months to come. But we would really like to see, we would really like to have our lawsuit take this threat of shutdowns off the table by making it all or nothing.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask about the status of the suit now that there is a bridge agreement that's going to keep the government up and running at least till Thursday, and hopefully by then the fiscal year 2011 budget will pass. But your point is that the 2012 budget, if you thought the 2011 budget was hard to pass, what do you get to the 2012 budget? And so your lawsuit will continue to keep this from being a tactic. Is that how I understand it?
That's exactly what we're trying to do, is to get this threat of a shutdown out of the debate on our country's budget. I see now that Congress is trying to put up a bill, or will put up a bill, saying that in the future that military pay will be funded during a shutdown, and they ought to do the same with federal employees. So maybe our point is being taken, albeit through the military pay, but federal employees are really in the same boat as the military. In fact, probably in a worse situation because they're being ordered to work with really no guarantee of pay.
Let's talk about the military personnel, if we could, for just one second. That was a lot of the jaw-dropping reaction that we did get from a lot of folks across the board. That is not something we'd ever heard before. I mean, that seems kind of unprecedented historically.
Well, all this shutdown hasn't really been, all the shutdown mechanics have not really been tested in law. Now, we're saying that that is unconstitutional. Now, we're saying that paying them without an appropriation is unconstitutional. Now, we're certainly not, our goal is not to have military families or federal employees not paid, but we're trying to drive the point that this shutdown has to be taken off the table because the way they're implementing it and having people work without pay is unconstitutional. And the shutdown should not be a tactic in this whole debate. You know, a lot of people out in the public, I think, you know, all they hear is, well, they're going to close the Cherry Blossom Festival,
right,
or the Smithsonian. They don't realize that, you know, the government really is VA hospitals. It's Border Patrol. It's air security. It's a federal prisons. It's Social Security. This shutdown maneuver, especially the blowhards who are out there saying, oh, shut it down, it doesn't matter, really are irresponsible. And the consequences of a shutdown, even the partial shutdown, hurt families and hurt Americans all over the country and cost jobs and really throw a brick into this this brittle economy that we have. Hopefully some of that takes with people that they realize, oh yeah, Social Security, oh yeah, VA hospitals, oh yeah, the Border Patrol, you know, that they're going to, you know, understand that, first of all, these people aren't stealing. They aren't making a lot of money, that's for sure. And to just drive a wrecking ball into these programs is, it's an ideological fight, not really a deficit fight. More than a deficit, a true hunt for if there's any waste or anything like that. This isn't about waste. This is about gutting the mission of these programs. Federal employees did not cause this deficit. You know, we were, in 2000, there were surpluses as far as the eye could see. And the tax cuts, the 9/11, Katrina, two wars, the financial meltdown, and we're in a deficit situation. The federal employees and their programs did not cause this deficit, and they shouldn't be the cure of this deficit. This is more of an ideological attack against programs that certain political factions in this country don't like, the EPA for one, HUD for another. Even Social Security has taken a big hit in these cuts to the government. So we have to look at this deficit. And then you hear Boehner, who say this is not a revenue problem, it's a spending problem. We've lost 8 million jobs. Of course, it's a revenue problem. So I just think that we have to get facts out there, and at some point in time, the public is going to realize that these services are necessary, they are efficient, they are well delivered, and that our country would be a lot weaker and a lot poorer without the services that these important agencies provide.